Every year in seminary, we started off the year with a retreat. And my class had terrible luck with retreats. They were just awful. The first year, we had someone have a mental breakdown halfway through the retreat, and he had flown home before we were done with our retreat. So it didn't take long for our class to lose a member of the class. The second year, there was a rainstorm, and we were up in a mountainous area, and one of our classmates got turned around on the wrong side of the mountain, and he called several hours later from a village an hour and a half away by car, and they had to go and find him. And then third year, my friend, one of my classmates, was running around this lake, and it had heavy rains before we got there, and he stepped on a certain part of the trail and slid off a cliff, breaking both of his heels, and had to be medevaced home for surgery. I don't know why I still love retreats after this, but for some reason, I do. And I am so grateful that the church requires us as priests to take an annual retreat. Every year, to go away for about 5 days at least, and to spend some time in prayer with the Lord. And I wish for every lay person that could be required as well. I know it doesn't work that way, and I know there are obligations and children and everything else that make it hard. But Jesus in our gospel today doesn't just heal the man that is brought to him. He pulls him aside and spends some time with him one-on-one, which is so essential for all of us. Think about all of the gospels. How many times are there crowds following Jesus and they just don't get it? The bread of life discourse. He tells them 3, 4, 5 times, "This is my body given up for you. You have to eat the flesh of the Son of Man." And slowly they leave, but they keep not getting it. There are so many times throughout the Gospels where the crowd says, "Explain it to us because we don't understand." And Jesus is often found going away from the crowds, spending time alone with a few, explaining it to them in private, or going away for prayer with his Heavenly Father. Why is that? Does Jesus not love the crowd? Is he not interested in those people? I think it's something more. Jesus desires that personal relationship with each and every one of us. And in any kind of crowd, no matter what crowd it is, something's going to get lost or drowned out, or you're going to get dragged off in a direction that they shouldn't be going. Jesus has to constantly remind the crowds of what direction to go. He has to constantly explain himself and keep teaching. And so he has these intimate moments where he takes someone aside, an individual, and meets them and their needs, touches their heart, heals their wounds in a personal and deep way. And that encounter with Christ is something that we are all called to have. It is good that we are here at Mass. It is good that we go to our Bible studies and everything else. But it's also good for us to spend time one-on-one with Jesus. Many of the miracles Jesus works aren't meant for the crowd. They're meant for that person. Many of Jesus' words aren't directed to everyone, but to Peter. Jesus speaks to us individually as well, and we need that time away with him to be able to hear his voice, to allow him into our hearts, to see the good work that he is doing, and allow him to work miracles for us. In our first reading today from Paul talks about how Jesus appeared after the resurrection, not to everyone, but to the individuals who needed to see him. And he says, "At last he appeared to me as though one born unnaturally." Because he knew he had persecuted the church of Christ. Think about Paul's conversion. On the road to Damascus, he encounters Christ. He's knocked down. There's no horse in the story, so get that out of there. Read the Acts of the Apostles. Never mentions a horse. Paul is knocked down, has this vision of Christ, and is taken to be apprenticed one-on-one to learn the faith. after his miracle of the scales falling away from his eyes, being able to see again after being blinded, Paul doesn't go right out into ministry and proclaim it to everyone. He spends time in retreat, in silent prayer, and spending time with Christ and unpacking what has happened in his life. And we need that. All too often, we want to run from one thing to the next. We go to Mass, we go to this, we go to that, and we're just running without actually seeing the work that God is doing because we don't take the time. We share our story before we fully understand the importance of it because we haven't prayed with those things that God has done in our life. We may experience a miracle or an inspiration or a healing, and we run out to tell everybody about it without even understanding it ourselves because we have not gone away with Christ. Brothers and sisters, I know it's not possible for each of you to take a week-long retreat, but can you find an hour in your week for that private time alone with Christ? To allow yourself to be pulled out of the crowd, even the crowd of this church, and to listen to God's voice for you, to allow him into your heart, to hear him say to you, be open to me. Open your heart to me. Open your wounds to me. Allow me in to touch you, to heal you, to do miracles for you, to enlighten you about what I'm already doing in your midst. Can we find one day a month where we turn off the TV and the noise and everything else and spend some time in prayer? A retreat doesn't have to be a week or even a full day, but we need to find that time to allow Christ to take us away from the crowd, to allow him to speak to us heart to heart, face to face, one-on-one, with words that might not be meant for others. Perhaps it's just Christ enlightening us to what he has already done in our life, allowing us to understand more fully that truth that Paul proclaimed, that he died and rose for us to make it personal. Jesus is our God, and he is not some impersonal deity floating out there in the ether just watching the world go by. He became a man. He had a face. He walked with individuals, became friends with them, and loved them. And brothers and sisters, you are meant to be his friends too. Jesus desires that one-on-one personal encounter with you away from the crowd, away from the noise, to do miracles in your life, to heal your wounds, not someone else's. But we have to give him that chance. We have to break free. We have to turn off the noise, the other voices, the crowds that can so easily lead us astray, and make some time for him. In our parish, we offer, I don't know how many hours of adoration each week, from Friday noon into Saturday. A great time to spend some time with the Lord. Saturday evenings from 3 to 4 p.m. here, we have adoration one-on-one with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. St. Pat's, just down the street, gives an oasis where we can go and spend time with the Lord in adoration each day. But Jesus says, too, it is enough to go into the center room of your house, to close the door, and to speak to your Heavenly Father who sees in secret. In secret. It doesn't matter how you do it, but you have to do it. You have to make that space. We have to allow Jesus to pull us aside so that we can truly have that friendship, that one-on-one encounter, that relationship with our God. May we make time to retreat with Christ, who came so that he might know us in an intimate, personal way.